News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has signed three loan agreements totaling $105 million with the World Bank. The agreements were signed by Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips and World Bank Country Director for Jamaica Sophia Sataney in Washington, D.C. last week. Dr. Phillips says the loans are in support of three main projects: the Foundation for Competitiveness and Growth, Youth Employment in Digital and Animation Industries, and the Strategic Public Sector Transformation Project.
This is an important addition to the cooperation between the World Bank and ourselves, and is all aimed at advancing the prospects of growth in Jamaica as we go through a quite strenuous economic reform program that forms the foundation of the arrangements with the International Monetary Fund and with the other multilateral institutions here.
The finance minister is assuring that the government will do all it can to ensure the successful implementation of the three projects. The Ministry of Youth and Culture is providing $15 million in scholarships this year to 150 tertiary students. Valued at $100,000 per annum, the awards are being made under the ministry's Access to Higher Education Partnership Program, aimed at preparing young people to become entrepreneurs. 50 scholarships each will be awarded to students at the College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE, Caribbean Maritime Institute, and Brownstone Community College. The scholarships are being awarded to students aged 17 to 24 years who are in need of financial assistance for their tuition and other associated expenses. Application forms are available at the three campuses, as well as on the NYS website, nysjamaica.org. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is looking to ramp up production at the agroparks and increase greenhouse farming and aquaculture. This as part of measures to better resist drought conditions and reduce food imports. Acting Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says the agroparks still have additional lands to be engaged, adding that the ministry will continue to employ measures to secure the nation's food supply.
We are currently conducting an audit of the available unutilized greenhouse capacity in the country, with a view to working with greenhouse farmers to maximize production in our greenhouses. We also intend to utilize all the idle capacity in our aquaculture sector.
Jamaica's decision to relax visa requirements for Chinese nationals is bearing fruit. Director of Tourism Paul Pennycook says the island has seen a significant increase in the number of visitors from Asia for the January to June 2014 period.
This must be working because, interestingly enough, to the end of July, the visitors we have had from China are slightly more than we've had from Japan. And you know, Japan was a big market for us from the east some time ago. So our business coming out of China is growing, and we intend to see that literally explode.
Under the relaxed system, Chinese nationals coming to Jamaica on vacation for less than 30 days no longer require a visa to visit the island. And Jamaicans now have ready access to anti-doping information following the recent launch of the official website of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO. Minister with Responsibility for Sport, Natalie Nita Headley, says with its website, jadco.gov.jm, the Commission is increasing access to anti-doping rules and regulations.
We've always needed to have this comprehensive website, which would allow not for just for Jamaicans to be able to access and be informed as to what is happening on Jamaica's sporting landscape, but we needed a website which would allow for the entire world to know what is happening in sport and in anti-doping in Jamaica.
The website was developed to provide easy access to comprehensive information about the complex process of anti-doping, banned substances, and developments at JADCO. Those are some of the stories making news last week. I am Aldean Campbell.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.